Did you know that you are a slave? Somebody might be surprised by that question and that idea that they would be a slave, especially living here in the United States of America, a free country where slavery has long since been abolished. But did you know the Bible teaches that every single person who has ever lived is a slave? You have no choice as to whether you are a slave. What you do have a choice about is to whom you will be a slave. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 16, we read, "Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness?" The Bible teaches that every single person is either a slave to sin or a slave to righteousness. Either they serve Satan or they serve God. In Paul's letter to the church at Rome, he says to those people who chose to abandon slavery with Satan and to embrace slavery to God, he says to them in the very next verse, verse 17, "But God be thanked that though you are slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." Later on in that same chapter, verse 22, he writes, "But now having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life." When a person becomes a child of God, when a person is bought with the precious blood of the Lamb, when that price was paid for us, their lives change, and as a result, the way they live should change as well. In fact, Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 23 and 24, he writes, "You were bought at a price." To the church at Corinth, he says, "Do not become slaves of men. Brethren, let each one remain with God in that state in which he was called." Paul was telling those Christians at Corinth, "You've been bought with a price. God paid that price with the precious blood of his son shed on the cross. Therefore, you need to respond by living accordingly, by walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, by becoming a slave to righteousness and adopting what God says is right into your life and living as such." 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20, Paul is talking to the church at Corinth, and he's saying to them, "There is a way that you should live and a way that you should not live, and as Christians you should follow the example of Christ." He said, "Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside of the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" Now pay attention to this last verse. "For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Let us remember the precious blood of our Savior that was shed for us, and let us show God our eternal thankfulness by living our lives in such a way as to demonstrate that we are children of God, bought with a price.